Good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year. Kung Hei Fat Choi. Welcome. I just wanted, and I've been told to calm it, so I will calm it. I just wanted to voice with you a sense of frustration that I'm feeling about the whole role of this commission, about the fact that when the financial secretary was allocating monies last week, we didn't see any mention whatsoever of the harbour, the harbour front. Yet money was being allocated on a long-term basis to projects all around the territory. So I feel frustrated on that score. I feel frustrated also if you look at today's agenda. I'm almost embarrassed to bring you all together. It's a very, very thin agenda and should be much more meaningful and have much more meat to it, if I may put it that way. So you have a frustrated chairman, and I'm not sure whether others share that frustration. I believe strongly in what we're trying to do, but unless we get that support from the administration, unless we have a champion within the administration and leadership from the administration, it's going to be very difficult, I think, to take things forward. Michael, do you want to answer to my frustrations at all? Does anyone want to respond from the administration? How much you care about the harbour? Show us that it's for real. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Although we do not get any new money from this year's budget, we did get 500 million from last year's budget. And the Harbour Fund Commission has been very efficient in deciding how to use this 500 million. It will be used to fund two larger scaled projects in Wanbo, in Wanbo Fayun, and another one in the central and western district. Another two, which are of smaller scale, are expected to cost about 30 million each. One is in the good hands of Becky's task force. Another one is under a pretty advanced planning stage. We are discussing the project with our architects from the Architectural Services Department, and part of the remaining sum of the 500 million will be used to fund two studies, which the task force has already agreed on the main objectives and the scope. Yeah, so although we do not have we do not get any new money, we are pursuing very actively with all the projects and the studies that the Harbour Fund Commission has agreed to take on board.
Thank you.
Chairman, if I may.
Yes, Michael, thank you.
As you all know, that we, Nick and I, we have this for every regular meeting, we have this one-on-one meeting shortly beforehand. And Nick shared with me his frustration as well. I didn't try very hard to talk Nick out of it, because I do think that the frustration, on the one hand, is something we should be aware of, speaking on behalf of the administration. Now, on the other hand, is this, you almost say that it is something good in the sense that it does reflect the care and concern that Lick has, and I'm sure that members of the commission have, about enrichment to our harbour. If you look at resources, I'll just say that please do not look at it in too narrow a perspective. I mentioned to Lick the boardwalk, for example, we are talking about that we are consulting the district council about the boardwalk right below the Eastern Harbour Corridor, which, if it materializes, which I very much hope it will, with the precious advice and input from the Commission. So when it materializes, we will put it forward as one of the achievements of the Commission. And that, Nick just told me that his own calculation, can I sure. share with members? It comes up to 1.5 billion Hong Kong dollars if eventually it is built. And it would not come from the money, come from 500 million that Doris has just referred to. And there are things that it's not just money. We talk about Quarry Bay, for example, the possibility of let's have something good and in the community's interest. In the waterfront part of Quarry Bay, using the PPP model. And then we need to come up with the right model. It's the idea that perhaps is more important than whether money has already been assigned to it. And to be honest, if we got the right idea, then I think the next policy address is around the corner. So I'm sure that we'll be able to get the resources from the government. So as I share with Lick, I think I would suggest that our immediate priorities will be to get the 5 or 6 projects that we've already chosen to devote the 500 million to get them up and running as quickly as possible. And then if there are other worthy projects, then I'm sure the Commission will speak to the government, and I'm sure the government will support it. So like those are my 2 cents.
Fine, thank you very much. I don't propose this turn this into debate. I think hopefully I've registered combined concerns from the Commission, which can be put on record, and we've obviously now got the response from the administration. So with your agreement, I suggest we move forward with the meeting, but I think it was important that we put on record, if you like, well, certainly the chair's frustrations anyway. But if people particularly want to speak, please do. Ivan?
Chairman, I think I share your same frustration. Actually, I have a private talk with the Secretary of Development last week sometime that, I find the provision of the budget support in this announced last week, you know, the built environment seems to be the loser. You know, very few resources being allocated for the built environment, including the Harbourfront Commission. I will propose that, you know, I believe many of our members share your frustration, and I also want to register, you know, the support of the member to the frustration of the chairman. And I sincerely hope that the secretary will convey this message to our administration and make sure they don't let us down for too long a period of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Paul, quick remark. Thank you.
So we had a plan to have a harbour authority, and for that harbour authority, we had about 8 projects and $11 billion. And at the time we discussed about the harbour authority, we have lost time. We kind of were waiting for the money, for the authority, for as a delivery mechanism, and the money to go and get started. So now there is no harbour authority, and now there is no $11 billion, and now there is no implementation mechanism other than the traditional means, which are slow, and where we've had recognised since 2004 there are a lot of constraints on the existing model of delivery. So we kind of back to the get-go, to the starting point. That feels, of course, that's very frustrating. Now, I was in Tokwa 1, next to the Architectural Service Department's offices. There's a large piece of land there. It's being covered by car parking. Next to it is a large piece of empty land. And there's a big white sign from the Lands Department for tender for car parking. This is a beautiful waterfront site. Now, I was at Tokwa 1 on Sunday. Hoi San Park. And Hoi San Park is overused. There are so many people on Sunday that there is no seat left. But we're going to use the empty space for a car park. And we've known about this for many years. The same problem is in Quarry Bay. The land has been available for many years. Now, one site on Quarry Bay here, next around the corner, is a car park. A second site has been let out for bus parking. So we're losing our harbour front to users that in 2004 we had agreed that we want to get rid of. So we're on the negative trend instead of on a positive trend. So I think this is a big worry that we have no delivery mechanism. We have no resources in place in an harbour authority or a mechanism. and we don't have the money lined up, which means that every project becomes a separate application for voting and funding, and it can take a long time. So we can't move. So, Chairman, I had asked the Harbourfront unit for some information for the last 6 months, and I've just learned before this meeting, I was early, that maybe I didn't phrase myself correctly. But I think that this commission deserves to see a list of the land which is developable along the waterfront. As we know it, that it's going to be available now, or it's already available. So the whole Quarry Bay sits in there, the whole Tokwa One sits in there, the whole Kai Tak waterfront, the Wan Chai waterfront, the Central waterfront, the Kennedy Town waterfront, the Cha Kwo Ling waterfront. And to look at how much, so, and this is land that is developable into open space and public facilities. What is the total area? What are the current users? What is the estimated development cost based on the area, if we just take an LCSD kind of per hectare cost? What is the estimated site availability? And is it going to be private or government to develop? Now, if we have that list, my rough estimate is at least $30 billion. And my rough estimate is at least within the next 5 to 8 years. And I have not even I have not estimated the land that is available, which you could currently immediately move ahead with. Quarry Bay, Tokwa One, Hung Hom, Kennedy Town, the Three Births, and let's list them. Cha Kwo Ling. And we're not moving, so we could move those very quickly. And not moving means that then the VTC says, oh, if you're not doing anything, let me take it. Transport department says, you're not doing anything, let me take it for parking. Or somebody says, oh, why don't we do temporarily do something? And we do something mediocre, like do a community garden temporarily in Kennedy Town instead of doing something good. So I think that we have a real and imminent problem that needs to be addressed as soon as possible by government. I don't think that the harbour unit and the current staff of the harbour unit, and that's one of our problems, of course, that we're always changing and Rosalind is new, is fully up to speed. I don't think, Michael, that you have an understanding yet of the actual numbers and the timing of things available. So I think we need that picture and that clarity about when and what. So we can go back to the community and say, guys, we're going to need these $30 billion by next year. And how are we going to do it? But so, Chairman, that will be my contribution for today. I hope to see that overview and that clarity with some real good estimates as soon as we can.
Thank you very much. I'm keen, if possible, to move on with agenda. Let's record those views. And Harbour Unit, continue to pursue the request from Mr. Zimmerman, if you would. And let's look at the list and let's look at the timing of those commitments, etc. All right, thank you very much. Let's move on. Welcome, everybody, now. Let's see who's here, who is new. Joe Wong has taken over the post of Commissioner for Tourism, and Simpson Lowe attends on his behalf. Welcome, Simpson. Peter Wong, Assistant Commissioner for Transport, attends on behalf of Ms. Mabel Chan. Ringo Mock, Deputy Project Manager of CED, attends on behalf of Mr. Lam. Doris Falk attends on behalf of Michelle Lee for LCSD. And Mr. Chuck attends on behalf of Maisie Chang. So thank you all very much for coming. Much appreciated. Apologies for absence. I have apologies from Terence Lee, Dr. Ng, Mr. Chan, KK Chan, Hans Joachim Isler, and Alan Lowe. So moving on, if we can, then, agenda proper. Item one, confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting, circulated, in fact, no comments were received. One of the things, again, thinking of maybe a streamlining process, I think the minutes come out somewhat late, or late in process. I know you have to go around and get everyone, make sure everyone's comments are or as they said them. But I think it'd be good to get the minutes out earlier if we can, while people's minds are relatively fresh. But on these minutes, members, can I take them as read and agreed? Thank you.